Hot 100.5
with the podcast edition of Mark and Dilly in the Morning.
Hi, I'm Kirk Kinsella, general manager of Jim Pattison Subaru South and Jim Pattison Subaru on Region. During the out-of-office event, discover the all-new 2023 WRX, the perfect blend of sporty and sleek, designed to conquer Winnipeg roads with ease. Come drive one today and pick up your new WRX with finance rates starting at 4.49% for 24 months. Find your next Subaru online now at jpsubaruregion.com and jpsubarusouth.com.
It is time for Dilly to get his white coat on.
Mm-hmm.
Put that on. And Dr. Dilly now. Good morning.
Good morning.
We have some confessions from over the weekend that we would like you to help us out, you know, get people to kind of feel better about themselves, get the weight off their chest.
Yes.
Okay. Read our first one, please.
I drive past this cute dad and wave every morning when I'm dropping kids off at school. He always waves back. Aww. We've done this now for over 2 years, but we've never spoken a word to each other. I don't even know his name, but it's the most romantic moment I've had in years.
Aww. That's movie stuff right there.
I hope
there.
One day you can find out his name and find out what's going on.
Oh, I can't wait. Text us back when that happens. Confessions.
My twins, who are now 6 years old, wake up before me in the morning and go to the bathroom that's in my bedroom. I always pretend I'm asleep so they can put their stuffed animal under my arm and kiss me on the head.
Aww.
I'm a 37-year-old man, and this is the best moment of my day.
Aww, that is the cutest. I love it. These are good ones this morning. Confessions.
My company has decided to cut off the free coffee and even, you know, freeze our wages because of excuses like inflation. So now we go about cranking up the heat and using as many resources as we can as possible.
Oh, jeez.
Because two can play that game,
yeah,
sucker.
Yeah, they can. Confessions. I know what that means. I know how that feels.
Yep. Sticking
free
it.
Free coffee,
you're
gone.
Sticking it.
Exactly. If you have a confession anytime during the day, you can always text us at 204-474-1005. We use no names so that Dilly can read it on the air. When you hear it, then it helps you. It does. It helps you because you hear and go, you know what?
The truth will set you free, you know?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Put that on a t-shirt, please.
I will.
Put Dr. Dilly on the front.
The truth will set you free.
And then, put that maybe on your white coat.
Yeah.
Dr. Dilly. Idea. And then on the back, the truth will set you free.
That's a great idea.
And then people think you're like an X-Files super fan or something like that.
If you've already brushed your teeth and put your socks on...
Don't you know that the whole world puts on a sock and a sock and a shoe and a shoe?
You're doing better than these guys. Mark and Dilly in the morning on Hot 100.5.
Top of the morning to you, boys.
Ah, look at that. How you feel this morning?
Doing great, actually. But I've got a recipe you should not try at home.
What's that?
Well, my wife decided we're going to have some people over for dinner and some board games last night.
Yeah.
Remembered it was St. Patrick's Day, so the wives all decided the food would be green.
Oh, goodness.
So I said, I'll make Salisbury steaks.
Green?
And I thought I would try it out before I actually made it, and I took a piece of meat, seasoned it up the way I love it, and added green food dye.
Oh, no.
It doesn't actually stick to all of it.
Oh, no.
Look rotten. Disgusting. Just look like rotten meat.
Oh, God.
You close your eyes, it tasted great.
Oh, yes.
You look at your eyes, you open your eyes, and it was amazing how bad it tasted all of a sudden.
Oh, I bet.
Would anyone like more steak? No, thank you, I'm full.
I'm going to go home now.
Any more rotten steak, anyone?
Because anywhere there was fat, it just did not stick.
Oh, gross.
That's funny.
It was terrible.
Did people eat it at least? Pretend to like
no,
it?
I didn't end up making it for the guests.
Oh,
I
see.
I did a test run first.
Yeah, good idea.
And realized that maybe green meat is not good.
Good call.
Good call.
Good call.
Okay, lesson learned. Thank you.
You bet.
See you, Gover.
Have a great one.
Have a good one, bud.
Hey, Dilly, check this out. There was a picture on the internet over the weekend that someone videoed a guy at a pub in England. He was dipping his pizza into his pint of Guinness.
Ugh.
And people freaked out over it. right? Some of the comments, this guy should be investigated by the police. Some people liked it. He's an innovator. Still not worse as pineapple on pizza, you know, stuff like that. So what I wanted to talk about this morning was crazy combos. Okay. For instance, go ahead.
Yes. When I was young, I used to dip my chocolate chip cookies in mashed potatoes and gravy. And my mom always got so embarrassed because we'd go out to eat and to buffets and that kind of stuff. And she'd tell me I wasn't allowed to do it because she was embarrassed by it. Our favorite buffet place closed down, and that was the main place I always did it. And I guess I just don't ever have them together anymore, but I'd probably still eat them if I did.
That is awesome. I will try that. I'll try that. I like dipping a lot. Like, for instance, remember if this radio thing doesn't work out?
Yeah.
We'll get a food cart, mm-hmm. and we'll call it Dippity-Doo.
Dippity-Doo.
Or just, Mark and Dilly's...
Just dips.
Dogs and dips.
Nothing but dips.
Yeah, so we'll have stuff like a hot dog, like a little one, or like pita chips, and then we just have dips everywhere.
Oh, my God.
Right? I think that'd be delicious.
Rich with dip.
Rich with dips?
More dip.
Oh, that's a good name, too. So I want to dip anything. You know me. I love my seafood sauce.
Mm-hmm.
I'll roll up a tortilla and just dip that.
There's a weird food combo.
Yeah.
You say that so casually, like everybody's doing it. But
I do it at home a lot. The other day, I had some pretzel sticks, and I wanted to dip, but all my dip was gone.
Oh, no.
Right? And then I took the sticks and cream cheese.
Cream cheese and pretzels?
It was good.
Wow.
Yeah.
You are an adventurous man. Dipping things that shouldn't be dipped.
Yeah, I got a dip.
That must have been a tough dip for you. Pretzels and cream cheese.
It was a lot of breaking, yeah.
Yeah, that's not a...
No, it's...
Cream cheese in general is not a great dip unless it's whipped.
You're right.
You know?
You're right. Yeah. What I had to do, though, is like reinforce it by taking at least three or four sticks together and then pushing it through.
Yeah.
Right? Because, you know, either that or have you tried that new dill pickle hummus?
Yes.
That's around town now?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
Dill pickle everything. Every dip is dill pickle now.
Oh, it's awesome.
Yeah.
I'm on board the dill pickle train.
Mm-hmm.
Like
On the board.
204-474-1005.
Tom likes peanut butter toast, but puts a fried egg on top.
Oh, that is a weird combo.
I've never heard that before.
A fried, and then the yolk would run all over the peanut butter?
All over the peanut butter, yeah.
Wow.
Interesting.
I'll try that.
Sarah, and I've heard this one before, French toast, but instead of syrup, it's ketchup.
What?
Because it's egg, right? It's egg-based, so.
What?
Well, it's
never heard of that before.
It's technically just dipped in egg, right? So it can work both ways.
True.
It's not ridiculous, but it is uncommon, that's for sure.
You know when crazy combos come in play?
Mm-hmm.
When women are pregnant. Then watch out.
When I was pregnant with my middle son, my husband had the cravings. He took jalapeno peppers and would dip it in cookie dough ice cream.
Oh, my God.
Around the time that I was definitely queasy. So you can imagine my stomach just watching him do that.
You're making your wife sick, dude. Stop it. Go to the bathroom and eat that.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to take some of your texts here coming up next here. That's fun.
Hot 100.5.
There was a guy over the weekend somewhere in a pub in England. Somebody videoed him taking a piece of pizza and dipping it in his Guinness, which might not be bad. It's pretty thick. It's like a dip anyway, right? Guinness beer. So we want to ask you about your crazy combinations. 204-474-1005. Cameron said he heard about watermelon and mustard.
Yeah, that was a big viral thing on the internet for a while.
What's that
taste
like?
I tried it. It's not great.
No?
No.
It's weird.
I think that was just one of those things that people were doing for views on the internet.
Yeah, perhaps.
Mind you, I guess if you like a little bit of sweet and a little bit of tangy, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dina.
Cheryl puts mustard on her fried pickerel.
Oh, I could do that.
I've never put mustard on fish.
Yeah,
I've
I could do that. I use mustard a lot as dip.
Mm-hmm.
And it's low calorie, which is nice. Dina said that she makes marshmallows and has a honey dill pickle marshmallow. She might be the one that works at the marshmallow store.
That sounds good.
In town here. Yeah, that sounds great. I am all aboard the Honey Dill train. That is for sure.
Nicole says my mom eats toast with jam and then a slice of processed cheese on top. And then my dad eats toast with peanut butter with red onions on it.
Wow, interesting.
Peanut butter and onions.
Amanda says, I dip my fries in vanilla ice cream. That's the whole Wendy's Frosty thing.
Yeah.
What was that song? I dip my fries in my Frosty, that country song.
Yeah, yeah.
By whatever
they mentioned
guy.
It in there. Yeah, that's right. So,
it is good. And I do like it hot. Hot and cold.
Yeah, that goes back to, the sweet, salty, right?
Yeah, it does work.
Christy said, I had a friend that loves pierogies with strawberry jam. I did try it, but it's not for me. I'm team sour cream.
Yeah, me too. Me too.
Absolutely.
Rayanne says that when I was pregnant, I used to dip marshmallows and mustard. Whoa.
Marshmallows and mustard.
That's a crazy one.
It tasted like a sweet corn dog.
Wow. Oh, I love corn dogs. That's something I just don't have enough of in my life.
Not enough corn dogs.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Andrea, celery and peanut butter. That's pretty basic, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, the kids used to eat their ants on a log.
Well, you gotta add the raisins there.
Yeah, put the raisins on there. I never did feed my kids that. Never did. Ooh, Katie said marshmallows rolled in peanut butter frozen. I didn't realize there were so many marshmallow things to do.
There's a lot of marshmallow combos.
Wow.
Madison said, I like McDonald's hash brown, but then I put raspberry jam on top.
What? Oh, I'll try that.
Sweet and salty again.
I'll try that.
A lot of these are sweet and salty combos. They just seem odd together, right?
I will try them, though.
Yeah.
We've got some more coming in here at 204-474-1005, and we will get back to some of these in just a second. Guess what I did yesterday? So sometimes on the weekends, when the kids leave on Friday, that's the switch day, I've run out of groceries by the time they leave.
Yeah.
Because they eat everything.
Yeah.
So I didn't have enough time to go get groceries over the weekend. So yesterday I was really fighting to eat.
Yeah.
Really fighting to find something.
Struggling through the pantry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And when you go in the pantry a couple of times thinking that maybe I missed something.
It'll restock. How did I miss this whole row of food in here? This is weird.
Oh, there's cookies. I didn't know that. No, that didn't happen. But I wanted something sweet. So I took a tortilla and I put raspberry jam inside.
Yeah.
And then rolled it up. And it was delightful. It was so delightful. It really was. I think you should try it.
You can put anything on a tortilla.
You really can.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
Peanut butter. I've done peanut butter before.
It's a vessel for so many things.
God, I love a tortilla. Okay. More of your crazy combos coming up next. By the way, it's minus 10 right now. We're going to see a high of plus 6 for this afternoon. Mix of sun and cloud. Here's Robin. Hot 100.5. Hot 100.5. It is Mark and Dilly. Monday morning, about, let's say, 20 minutes away from more details on Mark and Dilly's world tour. We've got 3 unbelievable trips somewhere in the world, and there's concerts that go with those trips, and we will give you details on how you can win that, okay? So that is coming up just after 8 o'clock. Let's continue with our weird combos on our text, 204-474-1005. Dilly, what do you got?
Nikki said, sourdough bread with strawberry jam, and then I sprinkle feta on top.
Whoa! I'll try that.
That's an interesting one.
I'll try that, yeah. Jack is also on board with the tortilla and peanut butter. He's also done Nutella.
Yep.
That'd be like a dessert tortilla. His son likes Cheese Whiz and jam sandwiches.
Yeah, Cheese Whiz and jam. That's a big one. We had a lot of people text in the jam and cheese combo.
I'm scared of that.
Yeah?
I'm scared of Cheese Whiz a little bit, that's why.
Scared of Cheese Whiz.
Yeah.
That's where you draw the line?
Well, do you ever warm it up?
Yeah.
And for like 5 seconds, it's great. And then it cools off and it gets that film on top, like a gravy film. Oh, so gross. And then you take your chips and you dip it. And now you've got stringy cheese. It's weird. It's fake.
Chris said I dip hot Cheetos in cream cheese.
Say again?
Hot Cheetos dipped in cream cheese.
Hot Cheetos. Interesting.
Cools the tongue, you know?
Yeah, interesting. Oh, a new texter this morning. That's nice. Where's their sound here? Tortilla chips with strawberry yogurt.
Mm.
Oh, it's Kelly. Good morning, Kelly. Says you'll have to try it. I'll try that. I will definitely try that. Any other ones coming in here?
A can of tuna and a can of Coke into the blender.
No.
Was the old college protein trick.
No, that's gross. Really?
Jason, my goodness.
That's crazy. James says peanut butter and bacon sandwiches.
I've had that before. That's
Have
good.
You?
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, it sounds good.
Peanut butter and pickles, also delicious.
Anything that would be on a breakfast plate that kind of would mix accidentally, I think is a good combo.
Yeah, there's a lot of accidental combos that end up being really good. Carmen says, I like a cinnamon bun with grilled cheese on top. Or sorry, cheese whiz on top.
A cinnamon bun with grilled cheese? No way.
With cheese whiz on top.
What?
Yeah.
That is nutty.
That is quite a combo. Forget the cream cheese. I'll have cheese whiz instead.
Oh. Did you see this one? My sister used to put ketchup.
I knew somebody that did that too.
In chicken noodle soup?
You know what doesn't look appetizing? Red chicken noodle soup.
Did someone cut themselves? Did you cut yourself? That is gross.
That's gross.
That is gross. Okay, more coming in here, 204-474-1005. Weird food combinations. And the reason that we're talking about this, because we read an article over the weekend that there was this guy that got a picture of him dipping his pizza into a Guinness beer because it was St. Patty's Day.
Is it possible he was just so drunk he had no idea
Maybe.
What was going on?
Maybe.
That's not ranch.
Yeah.
That's Guinness. What are you doing?
It's all, hey, I believe you're right. Yeah, maybe it's all of me. It's not ranch to me. Come on. Jillian also says, dip pizza in mayo. Yeah, I've done that before. I've also dipped pizza in sour cream is good.
Sour cream?
Well, you have like the spicy pierogi pizza.
Mm-hmm.
You want sour cream right there. Okay, keep them coming. Remember, we've got details on how you can win a trip coming up.
Hot 100.5.
Crazy combinations here before we move on.
I'll certainly say, I think a lot of people are trying some new combos this week with food.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Right? Like, we've read through quite a few, and some people are going, you know what? I'm getting some good ideas to try out this week.
Are there any other ones that are coconut? A good addition to... Oh, over top of that... I really want to try this marshmallows rolled in peanut butter, then frozen, and then added. You can put coconut as a addition on top of that.
I like to put a light drizzle of honey on top of my pizza.
Really?
Mm.
Sweeten that up a little bit.
Yeah.
Good idea.
Never thought about that.
I eat hard-boiled eggs with mustard and pickles. Yeah, I can see that. Mustard's pretty universal when it comes to a dip or a topping.
Yep.
It goes with a lot of stuff.
There's a lot of different kinds of mustard, too.
Because I'll put mustard on an omelet.
Yeah.
Right? Why not?
Well, there's so many varieties of mustard these days, you know?
Yes, that's true.
There's some great local mustards, too.
That is very true.
Is really good.
Okay.
You got the Dijon. You got the sweet and spicy. You got the standard yellow mustard.
You got the Grey Poupon?
You've got literally any mustard you could imagine.
Is Grey Poupon still there?
I don't know. Is Grey Poupon still around?
I don't know. I haven't
I've never seen it. Didn't make it?
It didn't make it through the 90s?
Oh, that's too bad.
Come on.
That's too bad.
What is this? Craig texted. Okay, well, this is our last one here. Craig texted saying, peanut butter on toast and then drench that with corn syrup. Do people just have corn syrup laying around?
If you're into baking.
I guess.
Yeah.
So you put the corn syrup on top of the peanut butter. That is nutty. I will put syrup on it. Like, my kid loves to have peanut butter on his pancakes.
Yeah.
So what I've started doing is putting peanut butter and then putting syrup on top.
That's a lot.
And then my mom will say, Mark, pass the syrup.
And I'm like, syrup.
We don't have syrup.
I don't know what that is, mother.
We have syrup.
Syrup.
Okay, coming up here, we've got our 90-second news update. And are you still talking about that gas?
Yep.
pipeline that has been closed down?
Might have a new shortage on our hands here.
Oh, okay. Have you seen the billboards that the government, the Manitoba, has put up?
Yeah.
The cheaper gas ones?
Yeah.
With the, or cheap gas, it says, on the license plate?
Yeah.
Every time I drive by that, I'm like, okay, calm down here.
Well, it's, you know, the cheap government likes to brag.
It's not cheap gas. 122 or 133?
Yeah.
It's cheaper
yeah.
than other places in Canada, but
soon they'll change it to no gas. Good luck.
Hi, I'm Kirk Kinsella, general manager of Jim Pattison Subaru South and Jim Pattison Subaru on Regent. During the Out of Office event, discover the all-electric 2023 Solterra. Yes, a full electric Subaru. Enjoy our famous all-wheel drive system to maneuver our Winnipeg roads. Pick up yours today with finance rates starting at 3.99% for 24 months. Find your next Subaru online now at jpsubaruregent.com and jpsubarusouth.com.